The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Heads Up Plant Protectants. North Harvest Bean Growers Association President Eric Jorgensen gives us a pre-harvest update.
We've been very dry this year. It's been a lot of spotty rains. You had to be in the right place at the right time to get any amount of rainfall. The crop looks remarkably good for the lack of rain. It's not going to be a big crop. It's going to be average or below is what I would guess. We did see some vegetables that were harvested between here and Grand Forks. It was closer to Grand Forks, though. And there is a few fields around here that are starting to turn. So it'll depend on what kind of weather we get. It's supposed to get warmer now, too, in the next few days or into maybe even next week. So that'll bring it on faster. It hasn't started anything on the edible beans yet. Some of the fields are starting to ripen up. I would say it could be some activity within the next 2 weeks, I would say for sure. Maybe within a week.
Jorgensen says rains during the growing season have been spotty near his farm at Leeds, North Dakota.
Nobody has had a lot of rain. It's been on the dry side all over around the area here. The wheat crop that's come off has been, a lot of that has been 50 to 60 bushels an acre, which is surprisingly good for considering the lack of moisture. We haven't seen anything in the edible beans as far as disease or insect pests. That's been a blessing, I guess, that it's been dry.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants, SRS Commodities, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.